to finish, I'll just show you the strategy. And this one, I'm just using the interspecies molecule, but the logic is exactly the same. So what you know is that when that bacterium gets into the animal, in this case, a mouse, it doesn't initiate virulence right away. It gets in, it starts growing, it starts secreting its quorum-sensing molecules. It recognizes when it has enough bacteria that now they're going to launch their attack and the animal dies. And so what we've been able to do is to give these virulent infections, but we give them in conjunction with our anti-quorum-sensing molecules. So these are molecules that look kind of like the real thing, but they're a little bit different, which I've depicted on this slide. And what we now know is that if we treat the animal with a pathogenic bacterium, a multi-drug resistant pathogenic bacterium, in the same time we give our anti-quorum sensing molecule, in fact, the animal lives. And so we think that this is the next generation of antibiotics, and it's going to get us around, at least initially, this big problem of resistance. So what I hope you think is that bacteria can talk to each other. They use chemicals as their words. They have an incredibly complicated chemical lexicon that we're just now starting to learn about. And of course, what that allows bacteria to do is to be multicellular, right? And so in the spirit of TED, they are doing things together because it makes a difference, right? So what happens is that bacteria have these collective behaviors, and they can carry out tasks that they could never accomplish if they simply acted as individuals.